As the mighty Estrella speaks his heart to us all, let us offer him everything that our blessed life streams can give, our blessed I Am presence can call forth, to more quickly make his power felt in the physical conditions of the nation that need correcting quickly. Beloved ones of my heart, let us enter in tonight to the demand for those powers from the great central sun that have never yet been used upon earth to bring instantaneous manifestation of the sacred fire, those manifestations that are required to instantly remove that which continually seeks to destroy. There are activities of both the violet consuming flame and other powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun that have never yet been used upon the earth. And if you will reach in through your calls and demand those activities that have never been used here, but which you call forth now to compel the instantaneous removal of destructive forces, you will give me added assistance in the consuming of those conditions in the psychic stratum that constantly sustain the Antichrist in his frightful determination to destroy everything. And I want to say something tonight concerning socialism and communism and these various ideas that mankind have brought forth. They have never worked in any nation in the world. Wherever they have come forth, they have done nothing but destroy. And therefore shun them as you would a rattlesnake. And call the powers of cosmic sacred fire into physical conditions to instantaneously remove that which seeks to destroy the constructive activities of the land. We need more instantaneous action and greater power to offset the release of the energy from those atomic bombs into the atmosphere. And therefore, I'm calling this to your attention tonight with the desire that you help us draw forth from the great central sun those activities of a cosmic Christ fire that mankind have never yet used, but which offset this added release of atomic energy. Nothing to fear. Just know that out of these experiences will come your eternal freedom. But we want you held within the happiness and the full conscious awareness of our power of cosmic Christ fire. That violet flame love from the great central sun that in its constant action consumes, consumes, consumes all that seeks to destroy. Call forth the powers of a violet consuming flame from the great central sun that have never yet been used upon earth to prevent the sinister force accomplishing its end. Since my responsibility is that of loosening the hold of the psychic stratum upon the lives of individuals, and since that also includes the conditions that enslave a nation, then I am very hopeful, if you will give me these calls, to draw more quickly into physical conditions that which will limit the destructive forces' accomplishment of what they desire within a certain time. If we can delay that, it will hasten greatly the victory of the light within this nation. When mankind use the faculties of life for nothing but insane destruction, then there must come the shock of the use of cosmic powers of which they do not know. Then they will not think they can conquer so easily. There are many activities of the sacred fire from the heart of creation of which the destructive forces know nothing, but of which you may learn, and which through your calls we can use in the lower atmosphere of Earth to make many of the destructive plans of the sinister force fail completely. We can make them all. We could do it instantly, but the shock would be so great that it might disintegrate portions of the Earth itself, and that we do not do. The mighty Pelur last night, in his effort to pour that substance in and around you to hold its cosmic command, is a powerful force on the surface of the Earth as well as within the structure of the Earth to enfold you and to strengthen you to stand against the outer world's destructive activities. But since you have the authority and the power to keep your attention to your mighty I Am presence first and then to the great central sun, and to demand those victorious activities of the great violet flame love in the heart of creation to charge that cosmic Christ fire into physical places and conditions with whatever power is necessary to produce instant spontaneous results. We want more power of a violet flame required than has been required to produce instantaneous effect. Then as you use it, it will lift you into a very much greater sense of mastery. You can call for activities to come forth from the great central sun that have never been used, but that which you demand now for the protection of the nation and for the security of all that is constructive within your borders. Demand, demand, demand upon life for these greater powers of violet flame love and violet flame activities from the great central sun that can charge into conditions and do that which mankind have never experienced before. The blessed Saint Germain long ago told you to call forth those activities that have never been used in this world before. And I again am reminding you tonight to do the same thing, because of what I require through you to bring these conditions into more concentrated action to save the nation and to offset the conditions in the atmosphere which must be controlled by the sacred fire. You make the demand and we will do. Your greatest requirement within the nation tonight is for these, may I say, unknown activities of the sacred fire to come quickly now into outer action through your calls to disconcert the destructive forces so that their plans will be very much disturbed, and that will throw them into confusion where they cannot go forward with what they intend so quickly. Know with every fiber of your beings that myself, together with the ascended host, love you beyond anything you can understand tonight, for your continued determination, your courage, and the strength and the love you have had to stand unflinching with your determination to draw these powers to set the people free. And therefore, we trust you with many things that we could not bring into the use of others of mankind. And this of which I speak tonight, you will find a terrific power of protection, both for yourselves and those to whom you send it, who are constructed. The activity will bring great illumination within yourselves individually and will increase rapidly the protection of that which is constructed within the nation. It will form a strengthening activity for those of the outer world who are trying to do right and trying to hold to God, but do not understand the law enough to make the application as you have. Until you're ascended, you will never understand just how fortunate you are to have been taken by the blessed Saint Germain and prepared over these years to have your momentum gathered at this time by which you can render this service for the nation. When he prepared you to have this momentum already gathered through your decrees, he foresaw and knew without question what you would have to face. And because of his determination to hold the guard for the nation, naturally you come very close to his heart because of your willingness to keep on calling forth the sacred fire, these powers that he requires in the physical octave. Because your calls, my dear ones, are the strength within the people of the United States of America that forms a certain proportion of the light of the nation to reach up and hold to God as they know it and as you know it. You do not quite understand just how much your calls have drawn into the physical conditions of the nation to strengthen the people through radiation so that they have the courage and the determination to hold to that which made your country great in the beginning and will be the light and strength to enable it to survive and fulfill its destiny. You see, when the light within the mass of the people reaches a certain intensity, we know there is strength enough then to hold to that which is the fulfillment of the divine plan. But if someone doesn't charge that light and strength through some of the people themselves, then there would not be enough strength of the light to carry the ideal forward for which the nation was brought forth in the beginning. And therefore, the courage and the strength and the power and love of the mighty Saint Germain given to you becomes the light in the people of the nation to protect the ideals for which you stand. From the inner standpoint, not until you're completely ascended will you quite comprehend what it has meant through your calls to draw the light into the people themselves through your radiation into the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people. And now as we turn your attention to making your calls to the great central sun to send forth into the physical conditions of this world and into the physical atmosphere those activities of the violet consuming flames, power and love and victory that have never been used yet in this world. Make the call, because when these powers are released and they produce certain manifestations within the land, those who are destructive will not understand them. And that will be a very great power of shock to make them let go of some of the destructive things which they intend. And in your use of those powers that have never been used in this world before, will come illumination to you and the greater understanding of these magnificent activities of the blessed I Am Presence and the cosmic beings, which will bring you illumination as the time goes on. And as you understand that more and more, will you find those forces acting in your world individually to bring more instantaneous fulfillment of your calls until you reach a certain point wherein the very fulfillment of the call charges you with the full confidence and knowledge of your own mastery. Know always that when you reach to the heart of creation, the great central sun, and you demand the fire powers of its love into physical conditions to compel instantaneous fulfillment of your calls, there will come many very delightful experiences. Your joy will be almost indescribable as you watch this act and see the manifestations which will be revealed. This will bring me much help into the atmosphere of Earth itself. When we have watched so long the mankind misuse the great energy of life and the faculties of the intellect to so incessantly destroy, then there must come a very intense action of a cosmic fire to consume the mass accumulation of that substance which is in the atmosphere of Earth and forms an almost indescribable barrier between us. And mankind release into the atmosphere the energy and substance of their frightful, discordant feelings, it forms a thick, sticky, gray substance in the mental and feeling world of the people. That is what we have to cut through in order to make them understand why they should call to their beloved I Am presence, and why they should use the violet consuming flame. But you, who are dwelling within more of our light substance and more of our sacred fire than you understand, you are really living in a world of your own composed of our substance and our activity of the sacred fire that keeps you closer to us and charged with our power even when you do not quite realize it. And now, in the call which I ask you to make tonight, I would like it if you would specify the instantaneous consuming of the entire psychic substance in the atmosphere of Earth. You make the call, and we will draw and use the power as rapidly as you can stand it. If mankind could but understand what the great law of love demands of life, and what it holds ever ready to give, and how very practical is the power of that violet flame love from the great central sun magnet and from the central sun itself. My dear ones, if people understood how wonderful that power can be drawn into outer conditions, you would realize it is more valuable than all the wealth of the world. There isn't anything on earth so valuable as the conscious understanding and use, mark you, of the great central sun magnet's violet flame love. And if you will call forth its powers in physical action that have never come forth before, many things will occur that perhaps you will not understand to begin with. But since they will produce only a good effect for you, they will soon illumine themselves to you as you use the power more and more. We want you to become accustomed to the use of these greater powers of the sacred fire. And as you hold to the demand for the great central sun magnet's violet flame love and all the powers which it can draw into physical conditions, an entire new world will open up to you, open unto you. Then, as you understand it and use it, will you see where the secret of your mastery lies. It is only as you use power that you become aware within yourselves of a mastery which life is ready to give you when you use those powers continuously while in the unascended state. Mankind have sought the use of power but have not qualified it or kept it controlled by the love and the wisdom that would have brought them happiness and perfection in its use. But when you call forth the great central sun magnet's violet flame love, it contains power and wisdom also. And there is not one activity of the violet consuming flame which you could ever use that would ever produce the slightest discord. Not the slightest. So you have been raised into the use of an infallible power whose boundless blessings as yet you have hardly touched. That violet flame has released many of its gifts and blessings to you, but you have such a fragment of it outside of what you can have and what the full mastery of that violet flame love means to you. If you will charge those very words into your conditions, into yourselves, and the conditions around you, the mastery, the full mastery of the great gentle sun magnet, violet flame love, and make yourselves a pillar of its living presence, and then keep charging it into outer conditions with your demand for the annihilation of everything psychic out of the universe, out of life everywhere. Just with an entire sweep, so to speak, of it. Demand the annihilation of everything psychic by this release of the violet consuming flame. And then you will feel a tremendous lightness within yourselves. You will feel a relaxation and a relief from the problems, from your limitations, from things that disturbed you, but you did not know what they were nor where they were located or how to get rid of them. Many conditions under which mankind struggle, once they have turned to the light, can be thrown into that universal consuming which takes place when you call for the annihilation of everything psychic. And then the individual is cut free much more quickly. As the Blessed Saint Germain told you, some things have to be balanced person to person, but the vast majority of the individual's creations can be thrown back into the universal violet consuming flame and consumed. And then the student got free to go forward if he will keep his attention upon the presence and fulfill the great divine plan. And through the calls, the presence will make restitution and adjustment and balance for the wrong of the past. But it will be done joyously through the conscious use of that violent flame love by the coals of the outer self. This is one of the most wonderful activities of love and mercy and forgiveness to life. And if you will call this forth into your physical conditions, I am sure you will be delighted beyond words with the results which I will be able to produce in your world. Do you know what that means? My love will be able to produce for you these greater blessings and perfection as you call this into yourselves and into outer conditions. It gives me certain freedom which I cannot have or cannot use in the activity of the cosmic law until the calls come forth first. You have to ask a question before an answer can be given. And therefore, if you desire to reach up and use this violet flame love and activities of that love that have never been drawn into this world before, you will swing wide many doors for the experiences that will bring you joy beyond words. And many of those I will govern directly myself. Thank you, precious ones. And while you're standing, just a moment, will you feel this great violet flame love from the great central sun magnet flowing in and around you like a great mantle of violet flame, whose blessing, loving, healing presence pours its power in and around you. In this way, you will feel quick relief from many conditions that have disturbed you, perhaps for years. And this will also be of tremendous help to those incoming life streams that are taking embodiment at this time, as you call it, into the nation and into the world. May it enter into you so powerfully tonight that one limitation after another will be thrown aside like an old garment, and you go forward in the feeling of your masterful accomplishment and the freedom which is yours, which only that love can give, because it is the law of all perfection. It is the commanding authority of all creation. And therefore, as the psychic conditions are consumed, that love will reveal the fullness of its perfection to you all. Won't you be seated, please? So let us go forward, held within the heart of that great violet flame love, and call forth all the powers of that violet flame from the great creative heart of the great central sun. You do not quite realize that from within that heart of life, there is ever coming forth greater and greater and greater powers that ever produce happiness and manifestation that beautifies everything and blesses all that is in the universe. So as you call this into outer conditions to annihilate everything psychic, you will draw the fangs of the destructive forces and take out of their hands the energy by which they dominate mankind and sustain their destructive activities. So I will await your calls and rest within the assurance that when your calls have been given, there will come the answer just as sure as you make the call. So, with the fullness of all that it is my privilege to give, on which the responsibilities of my service to the earth carry always to those who will assist me, I will give you every blessing that I can bestow if you will give me this cooperation to render my service to beloved Saint Germain and bring about more quickly changes within the nation that will shut off that which I do not care to mention, but which is planned and which must be avoided if great distress is to be kept from the people. There are many good people in the outer world, precious ones, who want to hold to God, even with the faults that are within them. There are many who love freedom and love to do for mankind. And to these, as you make this call, will there come a strength and a power to hold to those activities that are constructive and bring greater light into the nation to more quickly control conditions in order to fulfill the great divine plan and give protection where it belongs. So tonight, into the heart of that violet flame love, may I lift you, and when you leave the body tonight, know you have placed it to rest within the heart of that violet flame love from the great central sun, and ask your beloved I Am presence to draw forth these greater powers of its blessing to you, that when you awaken on the morrow, you may have these greater powers, and the day will go forward to bring the victory that you desire. So I call forth from the heights of perfection those activities of the violet flame love, which are the power of the cosmic Christ, to produce in this world that which is the fulfillment of the law. Therefore, you may become one with the authority and power of the law of the violet flame love. May it rule everything in your world and bless your nation with that which raises the people to the perfection of their freedom and arouses within them the desire to come forward and complete their victory under the ascension, that the nation may arise as the cup of freedom to the earth on that violet consuming flame is the only way by which that freedom can come. May it release with cosmic power and action to bring you quickly the victory that you hold for eternity in your service to the world. And may all the love and freedom which that great violet flame can give flood you forever with your victory. Thank you with all my heart tonight. Beloved mighty Astrea, thank you for your love and your blessings and help tonight. Keep our attention upon the fulfillment of the call, that not one fails to give you everything that is needed to quickly shut off that which has no right to be. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such activities from the great central sun, of that violet flame love, that all of its powers come into our outer use quickly now and give us the strength and the courage and power to hold the victory of that violet flame everywhere till its freedom floods the nation and controls everything forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with your violet flame love that gives to beloved Saint Germain everything he requires quickly to set us free. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory, and thank you, beloved Astrea. Keep blazing in through and around us all the violet consuming flames, mightiest power and powers, and draw everywhere about us that which beloved Saint Germain requires the most to quickly free the nation and through America the world. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask your enfolding presence to all under this radiation. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, their power of love from the great temple sun, that violet flame love that holds command everywhere in the physical world, wherever we abide. Beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress those activities of the violet flame love from the central sun that have never come forth. Let there be the shock that cuts America free from everything that is of destruction forever, and especially all that is of war. And command the return of those in the national defense quickly into our nation to fulfill the divine plan and take out of the hands of the Antichrist everywhere all ways and means of ever producing war anywhere for any reason. And we accept that even as we make the call. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is of the Antichrist. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end do we serve, eternally grateful for the privilege of carrying, defending, and expanding the light of God that cannot fail, and the glory of this mighty I Am presence we call to set all free as quickly as possible. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for those powers of the violet consuming flames, cosmic Christ love, that have never yet come to earth. And may they charge in through and around those under this radiation and set us free quickly.